Good morning. You've tuned into the morning show here on 88.5 KRFY. This is Panhandle Community Radio, and I'm Jack Peterson. Jim Healy out today, but we have, hold on, not on mic three, but rather on microphone number four, a co-host for the morning in the familiar voice of Kerry Logan. Good morning, Kerry.
Good morning, Jack. Nice to be here. I have a question.
Ask away.
So the intro song, was that written specifically for the station, or is that...
Wouldn't that be cool if it was?
It would. And I like that it played it so much longer today because there's interesting parts to it.
Yes, it's about 4.5 minutes long. The song is called Not Far From Home, and it's a song by Barry Aiken, who when he wrote it was a local musician. And I think he's since moved elsewhere.
Okay.
We can jam to it for a minute here. Yeah. Okay.
It's very nice.
Yeah, no, everybody in the studio likes it, I can see.
Yeah.
Yes. No, it is a very nice song. It's from his album Balboa Park from 2004, and we did ask him for permit. I mean, we were kind of looking for some sort of, so about a dozen years ago or so when we were starting the morning show, maybe even more than that. It could be 14 years ago that we were starting the KRFY morning show. And yeah, we were looking for a theme song and thought we'll look at what's available from local musicians and asked him for permission. And he said, yeah, go ahead. And I don't think he knew that we were going to be playing it every morning for 15 years. But that's the way it goes. Yeah, Barry Aiken is the composer. Obviously, there's a band behind him. I don't know all the musicians in that group, but that's who it is.
Okay, thank
you. Folks, look it up. Yeah, the song, Not Far From Home, and it's from the album Balboa Park by Barry Aiken.
And that's all of my inquisitive mind questions today.
Okay, thank you. Yes, Kerry Logan is in for Jim Healy, who is in San Francisco. And is he back next week? Do you recall?
I don't know. I think so.
Okay.
This is the end of my...
You're not planning to be here next week?
No, I'm not.
All right. Well, then let us assume, yes, that Jim Healy will be back next week with lots of stories to tell us about his time in San Francisco. And right now, this morning, we're joined by Teen Services Coordinator from the Bonner County Library, Bethany Williamson. Good morning, Bethany.
Good morning.
And coming in a little later is Kelly Burt, who is the Children's Services Coordinator from the Bonner County Library. But before we talk about what's going on at the library, let's talk a little bit about what's going on in the skies.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It's been a little chaotic weather-wise this week, and that looks like that's going to continue. Today, for the first time this year, we're going to crack 90 degrees.
I read that, 91.
Mm-hmm. We're going to get to, I see here, 92,
ooh,
believe it or not.
Ooh.
It's currently 66 degrees in the alley behind KRFY, 66.4 to be precise. Today the high is going to get up to 92. It's going to be sunny. And then right now it's predicting a 20% chance of severe thunderstorms, not just thunderstorms, but severe.
Severe.
Yes. But otherwise calm wind, high 92. And then it's going to possibly, yes, be stormy and rainy.
So what time does the current weather say that the severe weather is going to hit?
Currently, it says 2 p.m. Hold on. Or it says after 2 p.m. I can look at the precise forecast. Let's see, for precipitation. Where is that? There it is. Rain. It says chance of rain from... starting at 2 p.m. So in the sort of 20-30% chance and continuing at that rate until the chance increases at just before sunset at about 8 o'clock And then it increases dramatically at about 11 o'clock and stays high overnight.
Just when I'm driving back from the Bonnie Raitt concert in Spokane, the sky should be opening up.
Well, unless it happens earlier. It could,
and then I'm driving to the Bonnie Raitt concert.
Gets you both.
But at least it's daylight.
It's going to happen. No, it's going to happen in the middle of the concert,
okay.
I expect.
Thank you.
Yeah. You'll be fine. Doesn't she? She has a song about rain, doesn't she?
I don't know.
She ought to. She's got 40 albums out, I think. Yeah, one of them must be about rain.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Looking ahead to tomorrow, it's going to be 20 degrees cooler. It's going to be 75.
Crazy.
Yeah. And this is after yesterday where we had 83. The day before that, I think we had 63.
So yo-yo weather.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. And a 40% chance of rain tomorrow. The low on Friday night, 49 degrees. And then on Saturday, a 20% chance of rain and a high of 65. And that kind of weather looks like it persists through the weekend and into next week. Kind of highs in the mid-60s, possible rain, overcast, off and on. Which, it doesn't sound that bad. For one thing.
No, that doesn't.
For goodness sakes, we need the moisture.
We do need the moisture.
Okay, So there's number one. And then, number two, it doesn't say 100% chance of rain. It's not going to be all day. We'll get a little drizzle. Right?
Well, yeah, and I say summer never starts until July 4th, so This is, you know, It's a variation of typical.
Yeah, it's to be expected.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and then it looking way ahead in the forecast to Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 79.
That's
so
beautiful.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Tis. Well, okay, you're going to see Bonnie Raitt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I might try and cue up a song by Bonnie Raitt later on.
Sweet.
Okay. I didn't even know she was in town, so to speak.
The Fox.
Cool.
Yep.
And we're here now with Bethany Williamson. She's the Teen Services Coordinator from the East Bonner County Library. And in a little while, we'll be joined by Kelly Burt, who is the Children's Services Coordinator from the East Bonner County Library. Bethany, I know this isn't what you're here to talk about, but before we turned on the microphones, you were kind of clarifying that you are not a librarian, you're the Teen Services Coordinator. And what's the difference?
So a librarian is someone that has earned their master's in library science. So it's extra schooling to kind of earn that certification.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that something you aspire to? Or are you happy as the Teen Services Coordinator?
It is something that I aspire to, and hopefully this fall I will be starting classes for earning my master's in library science.
Oh.
Do you have to go somewhere for that, or can you do it from here?
Thankfully, there's a lot of universities that offer the whole certificate online.
Cool.
So I'm looking at two different schools right now.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Oh, good for
you. So, potentially, we're talking to Bethany Williamson, teen librarian.
Someday, hopefully.
But right now, teen services coordinator and still doing a bang-up job in the teen section of the East Bonner County Library. And we're here to talk about several upcoming events. Big ones coming up.
Yes.
Where do you want to begin? I didn't write it down. I'll pull up the website. But should we go chronologically or in order of significance? What do you want to start with?
Well, one of the big things I want to talk about is we have our big summer reading kickoff is coming up. We have, I'm sure Kelly will talk more about it, but just to get us started, we have our color run. It's June 6th, and it's going to be at the James E. Russell Center. It's free for families to come. They just need to sign a liability waiver, but the kids will get to just run around the half-mile part of the track and have the chance to get covered in chalk dust color if they want to. They don't have to. They can just do the run. Then we'll have the YMCA will be there and lots of fun activities, early learning activities, and we'll be promoting all of our summer reading activities. So families can sign up for different book clubs and programs that will be facilitated by the library throughout the summer. So that's kind of our big kickoff to the community to kind of get families involved in reading throughout the summer and kind of keep families active in our community throughout the summer.
This is an outdoor activity?
Yes.
And the half mile starts at the Russell Center and goes down by the tennis courts and
Yeah, it kind of goes around that first loop that's all paved.
Yeah.
So people can bring strollers if they need to. So they can accommodate everyone in the family.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Fun.
And the colors are optional.
Colors are optional.
Okay, so it's not, you don't run through.
Yeah, you're not going to get pelted if you don't want to, but a lot of kids will actually do several laps just so they get the most amount of color.
So you guys have done this activity before?
Yeah, last year we did it for the first time and it was a really great turnout and families loved it. So we were like, we're just going to have to do it again. Keep momentum.
How are you getting the word out for this?
We have all the information on our website, but we have several different field trips that come to the library, or Kelly's going to visit schools. Carly's visited a few schools to kind of promote this.
Oh, good.
And the James E. Russell Center has been promoting it as well. So it's very good. We've done a lot of marketing to kind of reach out to people.
Nice.
And people have been asking about it since last year as well. Because they enjoyed it so much.
Kind of like getting your hair dyed without having to
very low
permanently
key.
Dye it.
Let's see. So you've done it once before. Any mishaps? Any lessons learned from last year? Did anybody get colored who wasn't expected to or anything like that?
No. I mean, since we have the option to, a lot of people enjoy that because some kids just don't like getting messy.
I know.
It's very much, very much not their thing.
Yeah.
So it's nice to give them that option.
Uh-huh. Are you going to go, Jack, and take your wee one?
On June 6th, will James and I go to that run? Maybe so. Now, I'm not much of a runner, Carrie. I think we've discussed
You can just walk. There's no pressure.
All right.
It's not timed or anything.
Maybe so. Now, on June 6th, I think actually KRFY has an event going on later on in the day, which we'll talk about later. Aha, poster here. But that's not until later on. In fact, I could see this as a good pairing for parents, I think, to go to the run in the morning and then, the after party at Matchwood Brewing for KRFY. Seems like a perfect fit.
And what time does the run start?
The run starts at 10, and we'll do different, like, brackets. Uh-huh. So, like, the 0 to 5-year-olds will go first, and then, like, more of the elementary age, and then the teens will go so that they don't get trampled by the teens.
Right.
And then at 11, we're going to have Molly's ice cream truck is going to be there, and the people that have participated, if they have their little wristband, can get a free ice cream from the ice cream truck.
Cool.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I didn't even know there was an ice cream truck in
town. I didn't either. Yeah, haven't heard of Molly's ice cream truck.
She's very new.
Oh, okay.
So she's just kind of starting out.
Okay. Well, this is good opportunity for her to get the word out, I guess.
Because wasn't it Abby Rodriguez used to have the ice cream truck that went around town?
Sure. I remember, I do remember one, mostly I remember hearing it.
Uh-huh.
It would go up and down my street.
Uh-huh.
When I lived sort of in town. Yeah. But it's been a while since there was an ice cream truck in town, and now there is one.
Cool.
And that's good.
Yeah.
Okay, you gave the times for the different, the time for the run is 10 a.m.
Yes.
And then it's going to be in heats, as we say.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. For age groups. What about the grown-ups? When do they run?
They can run with their...
With their kids.
With their kids.
Well, that's good.
Okay. Yeah.
All the more likely then that I will end up going.
Are you in the 0 to 5?
I'm still in 0 to 5.
See, he's top of the age group.
I know. He's got a good chance.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. Is there a prize if he should win?
There's no prize. Okay. It's just a job well done.
Ice cream.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ice cream.
Ice cream is is the prize. That's good. And that's as it should be. Although, I'm not much of a runner. Maybe I'll hang out by the ice cream truck.
Yeah.
And let James's mother do the running. That sounds like fun. Let's see. But that's the summer reading kickoff.
Yes.
So do you, what else will be going on in addition to the run? What else is part of that event?
So part of that event, we have a lady, Lorraine from PBS, is going to come and do all kinds of
cool
kid-focused early learning activities.
Mm-hmm.
The YMCA will be there with a lot of like yard game and interactive physical activities for the kids to do before the race starts. And then we'll have a variety of other kind of interactive things with reading that families can just kind of sit and hang out in preparation for the race. And we'll have, I believe we'll have a face painter. I haven't checked with Kelly. So, but I think that was the plan, to have a face painter as well.
Okay. Are you in charge of bringing some books? Are you selecting books right now to what you're going to bring?
Yeah, we'll have our Friends of the Library
is
going to donate some books that families can either just read they can take home.
Well, that's cool.
Okay. There'll be books that will be available to the public.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right. Available to the public to read, but then also possibly just to take away. You might come away with a book.
Yeah.
Well, there's a prize as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's on June 6th. The run kicks off at 10 a.m. and the day kind of lasts until, have a rough, run?
Till about noon is usually when we...
Mm-hmm.
Because some kids will just keep running.
Okay. Yep.
if we don't have a deadline.
Okay. Well, there you go. Saturday after next, June 6th, the summer reading kickoff and the color run at Traverse Park, hosted by the library. Okay. Well, that is a big event, and that's going to be fun, and it's family friendly and open to all ages. But it's a busy summer.
Yes.
What else is coming up?
So I'll talk about our teen programs. Last year we started doing teen 3-day camps, where Monday through Wednesday we'd have an afternoon camp for teens, kind of themed, but each day would be different to kind of promote that they come to all 3 days. So our first one is our anime camp, which is June 8th through the 10th. Then we have Teen Chef Camp, which is already sold out. June 15th through the 17th. That one's always very popular. Nature art camp, bookmaking camp, where they'll make like a hardback book from scratch. They'll like sew the pages together, glue everything, bind everything, and have a hardback book that get to take home at the end. And then we have an escape room camp, where they'll kind of do a few escape rooms together as a group, and then they'll work on creating their own escape room as a group. And then a nature crafts camp at the end. And then for the very end, our like final for the teens is we're going to have a Nerf battle in the library, which we did last year for the first time in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll do that Friday, July 31st from 5 to 7. The teens have to sign up so that we know they're coming, but we'll have like pizza and snacks, and then we'll do some kind of go over the rules of how to play Nerf battle in the library so that you don't damage anything. And then we have a good time shooting each other with Nerf bullets.
Okay. So teen, what's the definition of teen? 13 to 18?
So teen at the libraries, we've opened it from 12 and up, just because a lot of the 7th graders incoming 7th graders are still 12.
Uh-huh.
And so we want to make sure they feel included into like stepping into the teen programs at the library.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's see. The Nerf battle.
Yes.
On July 31st.
Yes.
Okay. This is the second time you've done it. This is the second authorized Nerf battle.
Well, we've had ones in the past with former teen librarians have done it.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So explain anime to me.
So anime is a type of Japanese animation. And so there's a wide variety of what anime is. So it can be super cozy, like cats and rabbits and this cute little story, to like these like wild superhero battles that go on for like hundreds of seasons, it seems like. there's a wide variety of what anime can be. But a lot of the teens really love anime because there's such a wide variety and they can kind of identify with different parts of it.
And so how are they exposed to it? Through online activities or through books or magazines or
kind of all three?
There's television.
Anime is traditionally just what you see on TV or through streaming. And then manga is the book version.
Oh.
And then there's magazines as well.
Hmm.
So yeah, it's a big culture.
Hmm.
And okay, what, for example, we probably don't have time to go through every single camp, but during anime camp from June 8th to 10th.
Yeah.
What do you expect the kids will be doing?
So usually the first day we do like where they practice drawing or creating their own character for mm-hmm. an anime or a manga. So usually they'll base it off of a character they already like from a show that they already watch, or, you know, we'll do some basic drawing skills to kind of create a new person or new creature.
Mm-hmm.
And then we usually do a day of where we do Japanese calligraphy with like the traditional brush and ink. And then the last day, we usually do something very food-focused with Japanese snacks and treats, which they always love that because food's involved.
So are there charges for the camps?
No.
Oh, wow.
Nope. They're all free. You just have to register so we know who to expect.
And you guys provide all the materials?
Yes.
Wow. That's impressive.
Yeah.
The East Bonner County Library District. Hey, we're talking to Bethany Williamson. She's the Teen Services Coordinator. And please welcome to the studio Kelly Burt, who's the Children's Services Coordinator from the East Bonner County Library District. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for having me.
There we go.
Sound good?
Yeah, you sound great. You sound great on these brand new microphones that just came yesterday. Very
shiny. Yeah, yep. Really great.
I know. Yeah. Thanks to the CAL, the Community Assistance League, we got a grant for new equipment here in the studio. And so if we're sounding to you extra crisp, extra sharp, extra intelligent this morning, thanks to Cal.
Thanks to Cal.
And these new microphones. That
shop at Bazaar Bazaar.
They do great work. Yeah. And they have great, that shop is beautiful.
I would agree. Yeah. No, it's probably my favorite thrift store in town.
Ooh.
And I stop in there monthly.
Wow.
Yeah, just let's just see what they got.
Why not? You never know what you're going to find.
Yep. Okay. But we're talking again about the East Bonner County Library and upcoming events this summer. We talked a little bit about the summer reading kickoff and the color run that's happening on June 6th. And then a whole bunch of teen camps, which are, they're all 3 days.
Yes.
Except for the escape room, which I imagine lasts for until they can escape. Okay.
We do have a limit.
Yes.
Okay. So they know they can go home.
Okay. but all through the summer, you have 3 day camps, and those are for teens 12 to 18.
Yeah.
Okay. Anime, nature, bookmaking, escape room, nature crafts, Nerf battle. And those are going on throughout the summer. So if you're interested, how do they sign up?
Sign up on ebonnerlibrary.org/events, and you can register through the website.
Okay.
Imagine some kid was in the library and could just sign up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they can definitely talk to any staff and they can get them signed up too.
Mm-hmm.
And Jack, you won't pass for an 18-year-old. I'm sorry. I know you want to do the Nerf battle. I can tell.
We all want to do the Nerf battle.
I would be curious, has there ever been an unauthorized Nerf battle in the library? Not to your knowledge.
Not to my knowledge. We sometimes have people try to sneak in rollerblades. That's always fun.
So I have a question. So when does the construction start on the library?
Ooh, the looming question.
Yeah.
We don't have a timeline on that yet. So we got the bid was awarded, and now we're waiting on the timeline from the contractors and the architects.
I was just wondering if there was any conflict with what's going on and programming.
Yeah, all of our events can be held at the library, or conversely, they're held off-site, just in case, because of the potential construction.
Gotcha. Okay. Cool.
Okay. Here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to play a little music, regroup with the microphones off, and then come back and talk about more upcoming events, more of what's going on at the library. Eventually, later on in this hour, I will be asking what the kids are reading these days.
Oh.
And what they should be reading these days. So stay tuned for that. But right now, we'll play a little music. First of all, I can't decide what order to do this in, but I think I'm going to do the Bonnie Raitt song. Yes, of course she has a song about rain. Cry Like a Rainstorm off of the album Taking My Time, her third album. I couldn't remember if it was Bonnie Raitt or Linda Ronstadt who did that song. Both of them have done it. But Bonnie Raitt's version is very good.
I'll be looking for it tonight.
From its early Bonnie Raitt, mid-70s Bonnie Raitt.
Did you know she performed at the Panada in her early career?
Did not know that.
Yep.
Okay. Well, we'll find out about that when we return from this musical break. Bonnie Raitt, Taking My Time is the name of the album. Her third album and one of her kind of breakout, helped to make her a star. And this song is called Cry Like a Rainstorm. We'll be back with more talking about the East Bonner County Library in just a minute here on The Morning Show.
Life isn't easy. Love never lasts. You just carry on and keep moving fast. I turned off the highway, pulled into town. I'm fancy free, darling, and I've traveled around. Sometimes I'm up, sometimes I'm down. Tell me, where can I run to? Tell me, how have I sinned when you cry like a rainstorm and howl like the wind? So who shall I start with? Tell me how.
Bonnie Raitt, Cry Like a Rainstorm from 1974. You're listening to The Morning Show here on 88.5 KRFY. It is projected to be possibly a rainy day later on. But right now, beautiful.
Beautiful.
Beautiful, warm, sunny day, high of 93, and then chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. But enjoy it for now.
It is what it is till it isn't.
That's right.
I like that.
I'm Jack Peterson. I'm here with Carrie Logan, sitting in for Jim Healy, and our guests this morning, Bethany Williamson and Kelly Burt from the East Bonner County Library. Bethany is the Teen Services Coordinator and Kelly Burt, the Children's Services Coordinator for the East Bonner County Library. We've been talking so far this morning largely about teen events, except for that summer reading kickoff. And we should talk a little bit about the younger kids
Let's talk about the younger kids.
Okay. Kids 0 to 12, it's a busy summer as well at the library for the preteen group.
It is busy.
I have a preteen myself, so I'm keenly interested.
I think I've got a program for him.
Okay. I'm ready. Listening.
Well, this one might not be directed towards him, but we have a program. We have one program a day. Okay. Let me start that over again. We have four programs a week. So Monday through Thursday, we have something for every age group. So Mondays, we have Strollerberry. That's aimed at kind of your stroller age kiddo. So if your kiddo can walk and stay in a stroller for a little while, this is a great program for you. It's a program to kind of connect with other parents that have kiddos the same age. We'll have a kind of just a walk and talk, a really casual meet up and greet. And then occasionally throughout the summer, so this is a 7-week series, occasionally we'll have area local experts. So we'll have maternal mental health, we'll have occupational therapist, and there's one more. So, and I'm kind of blanking on the other one. So those are great times to kind of have that conversation, a casual conversation, without having to make the appointment and kind of have that talk But and then also to just connect with other parents that have kiddos the same age, because it can be a really isolating time when you have a child under the age of two. So this is a great time to get out and move and just meet other people.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay. So that's Mondays.
Stroller Brewery.
9:30 a.m. at Traverse Park. So you just meet at Traverse Park at the entrance of that the new park there. And we'll just do a little walk.
This is not the first time you've done Stroller Brewery.
This is not our first rodeo.
Okay. In years past, how many people show up for this?
You know, it really varies. Kids really direct everything, right?
Correct. So
yeah. You could wake up with a bad day and just, I can't get out of the house.
Yeah.
So we could have anywhere from 2 families to 10 families is kind of what we expect. So it's a nice, it's still an intimate group. Even with 10, you break off into little segments. So it's always it's a nice group. And often it's the same returning people. And what we've heard through the years is the importance of that program for parents and caregivers of new children, because they're finding their new community and they're building that new community. So I've heard of so many wonderful connections coming from that, which is why we keep pushing for this one.
Well, there you go. So that's Mondays throughout the summer.
Mondays. Starting June 8th.
Okay.
Yep.
So not next week, but week after that, Monday, June 8th, 9:30 at Traverse Park.
Yep.
Cool.
Nice casual walk.
Okay. But that's not the only weekly program.
It's not it. So this one's for you guys.
Yeah.
I think you guys, this is right up your alley. So is Trails and Tales.
Yes.
This is Tuesdays at 9:30. Okay. We meet at the top of Pine Street Woods at the... What is that called? The building there. The beautiful building.
What is that called?
Good question. I don't know. Do they have a name for it?
I'm
they
not
should
sure
name
they
it.
Do. Okay. Anyone from KLT who's listening.
Let's have a naming ceremony.
Yeah. Whatever the building's called. Yeah. Yes. Let us know. But Trails and Tales, you meet at the building at the Pine Street Woods. Yeah. Really the only building.
The only building. You'll know it.
Yeah.
But this is a partnership with Kinnick-Sioux Land Trust. And this has been going on for quite some time. I took my kiddos when they were... and backpacks. And so this is a child-paced hike. We start with a story at the building, and then we take the wide trail, and then we do a loop through the meadow. So it's about a mile walk. It's stroller-ish friendly. If you have like one of those strollers that has the big burly wheels on it, that's fine. But if you have kind of more your like sidewalk stroller, I wouldn't chance it. But it's child paced, so we're obviously walking and stopping quite a bit. And we stop along the way and read stories. So we have themes each week. And so it's essentially our weekly story time that we have during the rest of the year, but it's outside and walking. And the Kinnick-Sioux Land Trust has interns, and they're walking with us, and they're talking about the land and the trees and the wildflowers. And so you're kind of getting this, like... immersive experience hiking and also reading stories. I love it. It's my favorite. Well, it's not my favorite, but I really love it. it's my really favorite. Great. It's really great. Yeah. Yeah.
Trails and I think we did we do that? I can't remember if I did that once. Or if I did, I know I did it once. I don't remember if it was the if it was the library or if it was through school, but it was very cool.
It's a cool one, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Trails and Tales, 9:30 Tuesdays. What about going on else time in the week?
So then on Wednesdays we have Garden Brary. So this was new last year. This is at 10 a.m. on Wednesdays, and it's in our garden. And this year's summer reading theme. So there's themes every year provided by different organizations. So the theme of our summer reading this year is plant a seed, read. So for us, that's like so apt. We're all such gardeners here in Sandpoint. Everyone loves the natural world, and we have a beautiful, unique garden at our library. So we wanted to highlight that. So we've got Garden Brary going on Wednesdays at 10, and that's for kind of that 6 to 9 year old, first to third grade age group. And we're going to be reading books that dive into themes of gardening. We'll have different themed weeks about gardening. We'll kind of follow the seasons of the garden throughout the season. So obviously we'll start with seeds our first week, and then we'll follow it all the way to harvest time. We also have a special guest this year that will be coming occasionally, and she's going to teach us some Spanish along with English. So we'll kind of have like a little Spanish story time, if you will, during it. So we'll get to learn a little bit of vocabulary, learn some cultural pieces, and yeah. And so Gardenberry is super fun. We'll have a book, we'll read, and then we'll do a garden activity. And so the garden activities are always really exciting. So we're planting things, we're inspecting seeds under microscopes, we're building water filters, like we're just doing some really cool activities in the garden. And it's a really good way for those first to third graders to stay engaged in the summertime too, and to continue reading. Mm-hmm. So the books we'll be reading will be a wide range of kind of picture books up to like those early chapter books. So it can kind of still engage them and get them excited about reading.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's Wednesdays. And then our Thursdays is our Story Explorers. So that hits that fourth to sixth grade. And so Story Explorers is kind of our, it's our book club for kiddos. So we have four books we're going to be reading. So those are all listed on the website. I won't go into the titles and details of them other than to say they're excellent books. I've read them all. They're very fun. And then we do like a book discussion, we do trivia, and then we do an activity. So one of the activities is going to be making tortillas with our special guest who's coming in for our Gardenberry. So she's going to be coming in teaching us how to make traditional tortillas with a tortilla press. So we'll be doing connected activities in that way. So, and that'll be in the garden as well. That's Thursdays at 10 a.m. Those fourth to sixth graders. Just a great way to, yeah, stay reading and stay engaged.
What did you say the age range was then?
That's fourth to sixth graders. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The books are kind of along the lines of like a fourth to fifth grade reading level. So,
yeah.
But they're still exciting. Even if you're going into sixth grade, I think you'll still really enjoy the books.
Do you already know what the books are?
Yeah. So one of them is called Ferris by Kate DiCamillo. She's a really popular junior author. And it's a really sweet book. It's funny. It's engaging. It's about a ghost, but the ghost is not scary. Don't worry. I'm terrified of everything. One is a graphic novel about the flight of the monarchs. And that's really cool. It's also like a science fiction kind of like end of world survival, but it also ties in like the monarch flight path. So it's a really cool, and it's a graphic novel. So a pretty quick read, and kids love graphic novels, and I think they're really important to encourage kids to read what they love, and graphic novels are still really good books to read.
Mm-hmm. That's very cool. Yeah. I don't remember the first. I was probably an adult by the time I actually read a graphic novel, or close to.
Yeah, I didn't read them as a kid either.
Yeah.
So what's a graphic novel? So
it's kind of what we called like comics growing up. So it's it has pictures.
Lots of animation.
Lots of animation, pictures. Still really high quality language in it. So they're still learning a lot of really good vocabulary, and they're having to use their imagination a lot to kind of fill in those blanks. So it's still a really good book for everyone to read.
In the programming for the first grade through the sixth grade, are parents expected to stay with the kids, or is this a drop and go?
Really depends on the kid.
Okay.
So with the Story Explorers, with the book club, a lot of times the parents would drop and go, and that's totally fine because those fourth graders are used to that. A new first grader, you know, I don't know that they're quite ready, but it just depends on the kid. You could maybe drop them and go inside and go browse some books for a little while and come pop back out. But yeah, it really just depends on the kid. So good question.
We're talking to Kelly Burt and Bethany Williamson about the children's and teen services at the East Bonner County Library, which is here in the city of Sandpoint, Idaho, on Division Street.
Beautiful facility.
Indeed. And soon to be under construction.
Yes.
Yes. Is that gonna impact the children's department?
It will.
It's going not. Off.
I'm gonna knock on the wood
right
here. This is wood.
We've seen. The drawings are out there now, and all the construction is going to be kind of on the other side west of the building. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the children's and teens are both, or it's all located on the east side of the building.
Correct.
Your department.
Yeah. The main thing that's going to affect is our conference rooms will be moving office space into the conference, to one of the conference rooms. So mm-hmm. our conference rooms are very popular mm-hmm. for our own internal programming, but for the community programming. So that is going to be a little bit of a wrench for a little while, but the whole point, not the whole point, but part of what we're going to get out of this expansion is more conference room space. Mm-hmm. So, it'll be tight for a little while, and then hopefully we can alleviate that as we go into like the, well, I don't know what the timeline is, but you know, hopefully by the winter time we can ease some of that by having more conference room space with cool. the expansion. So yeah. shouldn't affect the kiddos too much. The garden won't be affected. We do a lot of programming, and the garden mm-hmm. is a really nice space to go to anyways in the summertime. So mm-hmm. yeah.
And I would imagine parking is probably the number one thing that'll impact, because the construction people will be taking up that space on the west side.
Yeah.
With mm-hmm. materials and.
And that's usually employee equipment. Parking, or, you know, it's not designated employee parking, uh-huh. but that's generally where we park. So uh-huh. The idea is that we'll, you know, I know a lot of us are planning on parking elsewhere mm-hmm. along the street or in a different lot. So hopefully it won't affect our patrons for their parking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you got Oak Street right there, Cedar Street. Mm-hmm. You can park on these streets.
We're mm-hmm. we're no stranger to parking issues here yeah. in Sandpoint. Uh-huh.
but we aren't charging you a fee.
yeah.
well, and maybe later on in the show we'll have time to ask Carrie her thoughts on the parking in downtown Sandpoint. But not right now. Let's not dive into that. Let's not get into that just yet. Some other things going on at the library. We've been focused on the kids 0 to 12 and then also the teen programming this hour. But there's other stuff, too.
We have other stuff. We mm-hmm. we just can't stay busy enough. So
yes.
We have Mobius Science Center. They're bringing their mobile planetarium. So Mobius is a really cool science center down in Spokane. I actually haven't been to it, but my kids have been. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've taken.
I've been there.
I have a kid who's been there as well. It is. Loved it. He didn't know that it would take us all day to get out of there.
Yeah.
Thought it was just a stop.
No,
and
it
was the whole day.
It's dangerous. All day. Yeah. It's so fun. So they have a mobile planetarium. So it's this big dome that they'll set up in the gymnasium of Washington Elementary. That is the last Saturday in June. That's June 27th from 9 to 10:45 a.m. So we have four different showings. So they're 20-minute showings. We can accommodate 20 to 25 people in each showing. So you sign up on our event site, our website, mm-hmm. and you sign up for a time slot. So one per person. So you know, if you have a family of four and mom and dad want to go in with the kiddos too, then sign up for four. So yeah, there's four different themes. There's like underwater reef exploration. There's like Big Bird takes you to like the constellations and you go through space with Big Bird. There's one about dinosaurs, and there's one just about the entire, kind of Earth's ecosystem. And so it's this immersive 3D experience that you're getting to watch. So it's really cool. We're really excited we're able to bring it here to Sandpoint. And then our last program of the season of the summer reading is always kind of like a celebration of the community. We always want to give back to the community. So this year we thought, let's bring a night of music, art, and community to Sandpoint before the festival begins, so that we can provide some kind of free music and entertainment to the community. So that's going to be a night of music, art, and community at the Heartwood Center on July 25th from 5:30 to 7:30. And it'll be on the lawn, so bring your picnic basket and your picnic blanket. And we'll have all sorts of kids' activities. We'll be making hula hoops. We'll be making giant bubbles. We'll also have some interactive art for people of all ages to do. We hope to have a live muralist there, painting and drawing while the whole event's going on.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. And then the music is still TBD. We're in the final stages of solidifying that, but we want it to be something that encourages people of all ages, whether you have kids or not, or your kids are out of your house, but something that everybody in Sandpoint can enjoy. And so It'll be lovely. And if you haven't been to the Heartwood, it's an absolutely beautiful space. Their lawn is just amazing. It's always shady there, which late July, we're looking for a little shade by that point, even at 5:30 at night, because it's still daylight till 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. So
right.
We're still needing shade at 5:30.
Uh-huh.
So that'll be a really fun event. I mean, I personally love music. I know a lot of us in Sandpoint. Sandpoint's just a music town, so it'll be a really fun way to kind of like pre-funk the festival with us.
I heard it was AC/DC coming.
That's kid friendly, right?
Yeah.
I can see the headbanging happening in the front row.
That's going to be very cool.
Yeah.
So July 25th, and it's not at the library. It's at the Heartwood Center.
Yeah.
Kind of in the, not quite downtown, the Granary Arts District.
Oh, yeah.
I think like they sometimes call
it part of the yeah. Granary. Yeah. So, right behind Evans Brothers and Matchwood. And yeah, they have beautiful landscaping, nice lawn. So, and then they do have air conditioning in their bathrooms or inside. So if you get a little hot, I know I don't have air conditioning.
Oh,
so I'm always looking for those AC places, which the library has air conditioning too. So, also another good place to hang out when you're hot.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, it's our first 90-degree day here in Sandpoint.
We will
obviously,
with that.
Kelly, that's clearly on your mind.
It is.
Yes,
you're she's got the neck already, wraps ready.
I know. Yeah. I'm already sweating. But
Let's see. Wow, the hour does fly by when you're talking with the library folks. Okay, I had a question I wanted to ask both of you.
Yes.
Okay, before I get to my question of basically. What are the kids reading and what should they be reading? That's my final question. That's the sign-off question. But first, I'd like to ask about all these events, everything going on at the library. What is personally most exciting or new to you? What are you most looking forward to, Bethany and Kelly? Who should I ask first? Starting with Bethany.
Yeah.
Okay, Bethany.
You got it.
Okay, what do you say, Bethany?
I would say I'm personally most interested in our second Nerf battle.
That's an easy one.
A lot of teams were super excited for it last year, and we had a lot of preteens that were super interested last year that had to actually turn away.
Yeah.
So this year they'll be old enough.
Cool.
So they can come back and finally participate.
They've been practicing this whole time.
Yeah. You know, definitely register, sign up, so we can all have a great time at the library.
Do you bring your own weaponry?
You may bring your own.
Okay.
But they have to be the Nerf bullets. They can't be like the little plastic ones that leave welts.
I would hope not. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But the library does have, I think we have up to 12, just the little pistol Nerf. If you don't have your own ammunition, and we have plenty of extra ammo as well.
Okay. Do you set rules for this?
Yes.
If you're hit, it's an honor system. I was hit. I have to go, and you have to go sit out or something like that.
Yep. And we have a few staff and volunteers that are usually our
referees
that kind of walk around and remind people like, oh nope, I saw you get hit.
Do you put on spooky music or anything?
We have a few people that on staff that have already volunteered playlist options.
Awesome.
So, yes. Music
James
will
Bond
be involved.
And Mission Impossible and stuff. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, AC/DC.
And AC/DC. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's very cool. Is it all v all, or are there teams?
We did teams.
You probably do a few different
like a
things.
Kind of like Capture the Flag.
Oh, that's
where
very
they
cool.
had like a hidden thing in the stacks.
Yeah.
And you had to find the other team's flag and return it to your side to win.
And then do you need any adult volunteers for this?
We're always
looking
for
39-year-olds?
You have to be 14 and up to volunteer at the library.
Okay.
So
we are
always looking for volunteers.
I think Jack should organize an adult Nerf battle.
I think I should as well. I think that it does sound very cool. Kelly, any particular events stand? What are you most excited for here this summer?
It's hard to pick one.
Yeah.
It depends on the day, right? So today, I'm really excited for our fun run because that's coming up
soon. Oh, yeah. It's very soon.
And that's just like a super fun way to – it's school just ended. Summer starts. People haven't really started to leave yet. So it's just a really fun way to kind of like have that community gathering before summer really starts because we just get so crazy in Sandpoint. We just pack everything in the summertime, library included. So Fun Run's just a great way to come together, get colorful, celebrate, have some free ice cream from Molly's Ice Cream.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun. That's going to be June 6th at 10 a.m.
Yep.
Okay. Is the kickoff.
Is that a week from this Saturday?
Yep.
It is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's talk about books. Yes. Okay. What's popular right now? What are the kids reading these days? Starting with Kelly, I guess.
You know, depends on the age group. But I would say there's a lot of really popular new chapter series out there. Dragon Masters is a really big one, especially with my kiddos. They love it. They're not able to read it yet, but they love me reading it to them. Mm-hmm. But I will say just... out there, I started making book lists for parents for the summertime. So I have these book lists there and nice little bookmarks. So you can come get a bookmark if you're like, I don't know what to read to my kid right now.
Mm-hmm.
I want to read them something, you know, whatever. I've got these nice book lists for like getting ready for kindergarten. So reading books about preparing for kindergarten or leaving your parents, you know, that separation for that first time. So I've got these really nice ones for those first graders who have just learn to read. So we want to keep those skills up. So I've got some really good like early reader books on these lists that are popular that we know are high quality. So come to the library and get them. I'm handing them out at school. So check with your teacher. But choosing, I think like the best thing to read to your kids is what they're interested in and what you're interested in. If you don't like the book, then they're going to pick up on that. So there are some books that I've just been like, I can't read this book again. No more Thomas the Train, please.
What's popular over in the teen section, Bethany? Any particular titles or?
Right now, A Good Girl's Guide to Murder is probably the top trending novel.
A Good Girl's Guide to Murder.
Which is a kind of like a murder mystery. Uh-huh. A girl is wrongfully accused of murder and has to spend most of the book proving her innocence.
Cool.
So it's kind of a twist and turns and one of those page turners.
You have a lot of copies of that?
I think we have at least two copies at our library, and then we have a copy at Clark Fork Library.
Okay.
So it's pretty popular.
Okay, so that's... Is that a new-ish book? I'm going to go and see if it's even available right now.
I can't remember, but it's, I think, within the past 5 years
it
came out. So it's been popular for a while.
Okay. And what should be more popular? What do you recommend?
I mean, kind of like what Kelly said, whatever they're interested in, and our manga section, our graphic novel section is super popular as well. There's a lot of the classic, like Bleach and Naruto, but Demon Slayer, a lot of those, you know, action adventure, fighting these big, seemingly insurmountable villains is definitely the allure for a lot of teens.
Mm-hmm. You can find A Good Girl's Guide to Murder on the shelf right now.
Yes.
Who knows how long, for how long.
Yes.
It may be checked out later on. Okay. Well, it's almost the end of the show here. Sorry, Carrie, we didn't get to talk about parking. We've been talking about the East Bonner County Library District. There's too much to even recap this show, but there's basically something going on every day for kids from 0 to 18, and most of it is free or of minimal cost, and it's worth checking out the website.
And they have an event guide. It's this very handy document that they can pick up, folks can pick up at the library to help, plan out their
activities. All the way through August.
Plus, it's on the website.
Yeah.
So
the library for, speaking personally as a parent, having the library there as a resource has been huge for, it's great. To just have something, especially, I mean, you guys have a busy summer, but especially for us during the winter, it was like, what are you going to do today?
How do we fill the time?
Yeah. The library is there.
Yeah.
There's something going on. There you go. It's ebonnerlibrary.org for more information. June 6th is the Color Run at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
Yep. That's the big summer reading kickoff, and it's at Travers Park, not at the library.
Not at the library.
Okay. Also on June 6th, coming up for KRFY, we have our own special celebration. I hope both of our guests on the morning show this morning can make it, because everybody is invited to our own 15th anniversary bash. This radio station has been on the air for 15 years, and we're celebrating that at Matchwood Brewing on Saturday, June 6th, from 2 to 6 in the afternoon. RFB is going to play music. We're going to be there broadcasting live as much as possible, and we are also kicking off the sales of a limited edition community can from Matchwood, and proceeds...
Called 15 beers on air.
That's right.
I love that. I love it.
That's yep. great.
Mm-hmm. And yes, and that is Saturday, June 6th, 2 to 6 p.m., anybody who's listening right now and anybody who's not is invited to that event on June the 6th, Saturday, 2 to 6 p.m. And yeah, just come down after you finish the fun run. We'll be there.
Yeah.
Okay. I also meant to play, but I didn't. Percy Sledge's When a Man Loves a Woman. So we'll kick off Autos Eclectic Mix with that after Bird Note. And the reason, and that came out in 1966 on this date. 60 years ago.
Wow.
Today. That's right. And did you know?
No. What?
That he didn't, the song was basically unwritten when they went to go in and record it.
Oh,
they
I
had
believe
the, or
that.
The lyrics of it were unwritten. All they had was the music. And he more or less on the spot came up with the lyrics, didn't even have it written down. Just listened to the music that was playing and came up with it.
Nice.
And you can almost kind of, when you once you know that, you can almost kind of tell that it's like, oh, this is, it's kind of, it's an interesting vocal, you know. Okay, so that's after Bird Note. Right now it is time for Bird Note. Thanks for listening to 88.5 KRFY, Ponderé. Thank you both, Kelly, Bethany, for being here. Thank
Thanks
you, Carrie, for
us.
Being
Thank
here.
Thank you.
Thank you. I loved it.
Jim Healy's back next week, and then, Carrie, you might be on the week after that.
Are you vacationing?
I would like to be vacationing.
I'm here all summer.
Are you here? Okay, perfect. All right, then Carrie will be back. Okay. Thanks for listening again to The Morning Show.